That is what we should be saying now. Jai Sri Ram.
Jai Sri Ram.
Anyway, thank you for this opportunity to, well, I don't know how much we are going to glorify, how much qualified competent I am to glorify. Who am I to glorify? Sri Ram. Really, his glories are unlimited. And I will say a few words. On the occasion of Ram Navami, which is only 3 days to go, and this is a millionth, like almost million, 1 millionth birth anniversary of Sri Ram, the whole world is celebrating. Hari Hari. And when I get to speak in the presence of Sri Ram here, Jai Sri Ram. This is Sita Ram. Lakshman Hanuman Ji ki. Rather, Balabhinanda ki.
Jai.
Mithai ki.
Jai.
So, these are my favorite Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman of Bhaktivedanta manner. So, one becomes tougher to talk in presence of Sri Ram about Ram. It's going to be. Witnessing. So I better speak the truth and nothing but the truth. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramaya. Yeah, we have some assembled devotees in the manor temple also. They're also welcome. Hey, Aishwarya, welcome. Welcome all of you from everywhere. So, and the devotees in the temple room there are first one to be welcomed. Yeah, without you, no katha. Katha is for you, so. We welcome you. So hear Ram Katha. So we are not doing today's verse from Bhagavatam, but we will do some verses from Ramayana. The very beginning of Ramayana. Yeah, we'll run through first few chapters of Ramayana from Bal Khand. Well, give us some idea, good idea, how Ramayana was compiled, who did it, and under what circumstances Ramayana was compiled, and who inspired the compiler, writer, author of Ramayana, and who were the first students. Today we have become students, but there were the first two students of Ramayana, and they also became preachers of Ramayana. And preaching spread far and wide. It reached Ayodhya. And finally, that is all described in the first few chapters, Ram himself becomes the listener of Ram Katha. ओम तपः स्वाध्याय निरतम तपस्वी वाग्विदां वर नारदं परिपप्रच्छ वाल्मीकिर् मुनिपुङ्गवम् इस द वेरी फर्स्ट वर्स ऑफ रामायण ओम तपः ओम तपः फर्स्ट वर्ड इज ओम एंड तपः. Now this is Valmiki talking to Narad Muni. Now, Narad Muni, the spiritual master of Valmiki. So he is very much there. And Valmiki is taking full advantage of presence of Narad Muni, and he's inquiring. Sarva Bhuteshi Ko Hitaha, and he has several queries. Who is that person who really cares for everybody, for all the human beings? Kashya Vibhyati Devascha, will this point out a few sample questions. Yeah, who is that personality right now on the planet that even demigods are scared or afraid of him? Certainly the demons are afraid, but devatas also are influenced by his prowess. Ichami aham shrotam param kautulam. So I'm very, very eager to hear about all this. Or please tell me, who is that person who has all these qualifications? And in response, Narada vacha. Narad knows. If anybody knows, Narad knows. He said, Ikshvaku Vamsha Prabhavo Ramo Nama Janai Svataha. For that person that you are wanting or eager to know who this one is, with this quality, that quality, our most qualified person, and he is none other than Ikshvaku Vamsha Prabho Ramaha Jai Sri Ram. So we mentioned that one is a Ram, Sri Ram. And now he's going to be Narada Muni is going to be talking entire first chapter of Balkan Ramayan. Narad speaks 100 verses. And this chapter is also sometimes, it is known that way, that this is Samkshipta Ramayan, condensed Ramayan. Ramayan in one chapter, summarized. So the spiritual master Narad Muni has sown the seed, planted the seed into heart in sutra form, in the core form, and has enlightened his disciple Valmiki Muni. Well, just a sample few items from what Narad Muni had said, talked about pastimes of the Lord quickly and summarizing them. He also says that during Ram's time, people were fully satisfied tushtaha, pushtaha, sudharmikaha, they were pious. Niramayaha, niramayaha, no disease, no coronavirus, or this virus, or that virus. Now those were good old days. We wish we were there with Sri Ram a million years ago. Unfortunately, we did not take part, or we're not around. And hence, we are here to see the coronavirus. Na putra maranam kechit drakshanti purusha kvachit. He says, Narad Muni says, it would never happen that father had to do the agni samskar of his son. The final rites of son, father is performing. No, this would not happen in Treta Yuga during Ram's time. Father goes first, well then, it's turn of his son, not other way around, which we see this happening all the time. Topsy-turvy is the age of Kali. Naryasya vidava nityam bhavishanti pati vrataha. And no widows. Again, the husband who is always older than the wife. So he leaves the body and then wife's turn. So no widows. And of course, bhavishanti pati vrataha. All the ladies, all the women were pati vrata, pati vrata. As Ram also was a ekapatni vrat. That was his vow. Ekapatni, happy with having one wife. So that was Ram's vrat, vow. Ekapatni vrat. And Sita was pati vrata. Pati is a husband. Devout, devoted, and fully satisfied with husband, one husband. So those kind of the characters were there. Those were kind of the days during Sri Ram's time. And there's so many things I just am picking up few. Na tashkara bhayam tatha. No thieves. No security issue. They would not lock their doors. No guards at the entrance. People were honest, really. Dasa sahasra, sahasrani, dashavarsha shatani cha. And Narad Muni informs Valmiki Muni. I think he's kind of saying this in advance. Because when the Ramayana is going to be soon going to be compiled by Valmiki Muni, Ram is 40 years old, like something like that. But Ram is going to be on the planet, Narad Muni says, for 11,000 years. So that is also, Lord Rupa says, a prediction of Narad Muni. Idam pavitram papagnam punyam videsha samhitam. And Ramayana, he says, this is, Ramayana is as good as Vedas, the Vedavani. Whereas Mahabharata is called Pancham Veda. Mahabharata, Pancham Veda, fifth Veda is Mahabharata. Likewise, Ramayana is yet another itihas. Mahabharata is itihas, history. And Ramayana is yet another history. The oldest history known to the human race is Ramayana. And this is as good as Vedas, Vedavani. Pavitram is a pure punyam. And ya patet ramacharitam sarva papai pramuchate. Anyone who listens to this Ramacharitam, Chaitanya Charit, is Ramacharit or Charitra. First of all, he becomes Charitravan, man or even woman of a character, by hearing the pastimes of Ram or about the character of Ram. And sarva papai pramuchate, becomes free from all the sins or reactions of the sins are finished. Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Patita Pavana for Sita Ram. Ram is known for that. Ram Leela is known for that. Ram, anything, everything related with Ram, including his name, Ram. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always chanted. So this will, one becomes free from, as Aham Tvam Sarva Papibhyo Mokshishyami Masajaha, as Krishna has promised. Surrender unto me. So as one listens to Ram Katha, which includes Ram, Nam, Gum, Leela, Dham, Parikar, his associates, as one reads, hears about, discusses about this, Bodhiyantaha Parasparam. As one does Bodhiyantaha Parasparam Katayamitashtama Nityam Tushyantija Ramantija, one becomes fully satisfied and free from not just the reactions of the sins, but even the mentality of sinner's mentality. One becomes free from thoughts of sinning. So that's the power of the holy name or holy Leela of Sri Ram. And this is all Narada Vacha. Okay, so Narada was finally once again worshipped and thanked, and Narayana, or chanting names of Ram, Vesri Ram, Rama 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 Rama, he has gone to another location, planet. He goes into the planet, he travels. No one travels as extensively as Narada Muni does. After his departure from Valmiki Muni's ashram, Valmiki goes on the bank of Tamasa River, which is not far from Ganga River. One of his disciples, at least one is mentioned, Bharadwaj is accompanying him. So the glories of Tamasa River are chanted. The crystal clear waters of the Tamasa River How much clear waters? Like a clear mind of a sage. Clear mind of the sage. That much clear are the waters of Tamasa River. So Valmiki Muni wants to take holy dip there. So he has asked for his gamcha, give me some clothes. So that happened, but before taking holy dip in Tamasa River, he wanted to go around on the banks of Tamasa River. And he was enjoying scenery and greenery and the cool breeze, and the birds were chirping, and it was amazing location. You won't find location like that in London, no way, or anywhere, anywhere on the planet. This is especially not in the age of Kali. So as he was going around, and everything was nice, fine, suddenly the terrible thing happens. He saw birds. Well, in fact, he had seen earlier two birds, heron, you call them heron. They look like a crane, but cranes are different from heron, H-E-R-O-N. So two of them were having good time, male, female. But their good times came to an end as hunter made the target. The male heron was made the target of his arrow. And you could imagine, or this Valmiki Muni he saw the bloody scene. And the surviving wife, oh, this was too much for her to handle. And so this scene, as Valmiki Muni saw this, he was full of compassion for that lady bird, both the birds, especially surviving the female bird. So, and then next he saw the hunter. So for the bird, for the birds, he had a compassion. And for the hunter, he had a curse. And he uttered the curse. He said the curse in a way that he never ever had said anything before, the way he had now said the statement of curse. Manishada pratishtam vam gamaha shashvati samaha yat krauncha mithunadetam avadhihi kama mohitam. You fool, I curse you. You will never ever have peace of mind. For this act of killing. Now, the way Valmiki had uttered the statement of cursing his hunter, this he uttered like not gadya, not prose, but padya, in poet, in a poetic manner. In fact, he realized, oh, I just said one sloka. Oh, this is nice. Well, whatever, nice or not nice, but this word certainly is this sloka. I never ever had composed or spoken sloka. So how did this happen? That I said a sloka. Slok. Different slok, different folks, as you know. Sloka, slok. So, and he kept thinking about it. I said a slok. And while he was thinking like this, he also was thinking, oh, why did I curse him? Why did I curse him? Now, no time for commentary, but quickly we could say what the commentators on Ramayana have brought that to our attention. Now, this is his heron, male, female, and one of them killed, and the other one is agonized, you know, suffering like anything. This is what is going to be unfolding, or this is going to be the foundation of Ramayana, and soon, later down the road, in future, it's going to be Ram and Lakshman, wife and husband. So here the two birds, wife and husband, and the separation, and this happened and that happened. So this is a kind of seed thought coming from this act of killing, which Valmiki is going to be unfolding or compiling that in later cantos, khandas of Ramayana. Okay, then finally, Valmiki takes his holy dip. Harhara Ganga, it's not a Ganga, it's not far from Ganga. Ganga. And I think Ganga Jamuna Chaiva Godavari Saraswati Sannidhim Gurum. Usually chant the, remember the sacred names of seven sacred rivers while taking holy dip. So he's doing chanting mantras by compiled by others. But he had compiled one mantra himself. So while taking bath, okay, now time to go home, go back to ashram. So Bharadvaj Muni, he fills the kalash with sacred water of Tamasa River. And Valmiki Muni is heading towards his own ashram, and Bharadvaj following him. And on the way back to ashram, he's still thinking, oh, how come that I composed and I recited one sloka today? How did this happen? He couldn't get off this thought. He kept thinking, how did this happen? And then he, back in the ashram, and he was talking with other disciples and inmates of the ashram. He's still thinking, hey, I composed a verse today. And this was a mystery for Valmiki Muni. And then something more mysterious, we could say, happens, that Lord Brahma arrives. To meet Valmiki Muni, really. So we could also see the greatness of Valmiki Muni, who has come to see him. Lord Brahma has come to see Valmiki Muni, and he must be Mahamuni. Hari Hari. So, Lord, Brahma has been greeted and seated and garlanded, and washing his feet has happened. And then, how did I compile the sloka? This is simple. Those thoughts are very much on his mind. The first thing he is inquiring from Brahma about is this thing. How did this happen? And the Brahma reveals, and he says, with my inspiration, you did that. I was behind your utterance of that one sloka. I mean, yeah, Valmiki Muni also was thinking, I was full of shoka. I was full of shoka. Shoka means lamentation. But I uttered sloka. Shoka. I was full of shoka. But I uttered sloka. So Brahma said, it's me. And then further dialogue takes place, and Valmiki Muni ends up getting instruction, assignment. I want you to do what? Ramascha Charitam Krishnam Guru Tvam Rishi Sattama. I want you to compile Ramayana. Complete Ramayana. Well, your spiritual master, Narad Muni, has shared Sankshipta Ramayana, condensed Ramayana. Now you elaborate that, expand that, make that complete. Okay, so and this Ramayana, he says, don't worry, I know you have not even seen Ram. So Ram is on the planet, very much on the planet that time. He said, Then says, Yavas Tashyanti Gira Yaha Saritasya Mahitale. So far there are there's a Surya and Chandra, sun and moon. So far there are rivers flowing on the planet. So far there are mountains on the planet for that long. The glories of Ram will prevail and spread. And more glories of the upcoming Ramayana have been mentioned by Brahma, and then he departs. I had to go a little faster. Here. So now he's back with his disciples. And then his assignment begins. He does Achman, you know, I don't know how to say that in English. You are no more Englishmen, you are Hare Krishnas or you are Ram Bhaktas, so Achman is. And he sits down on Darva grass. And is asanastha samadhistha. He is sitting in meditation. And remembering what Narad Muni had to say about Ram. And those things are getting further revealed, more and more pastimes or more details of the pastimes. Or in our term, as we understand, we could say, Divyajnan Ride Prakashita, Divyajnan Ride Prakashita. Divya Jnana, the divine knowledge and all that divinity is getting revealed into the heart of Valmiki Muni. And okay, so he has compiled entire Ramayana, which is in seven khandas. In Bhagavatam we say skanda or canto. Ramayana has khanda, seven divisions. Seven khandas. It has 24,000 verses. And it has 500,000 chapters. So khandas beginning, we have just began, but we are just reading something and trying to hear, understand. This is Bal Khand, and then comes Ayodhya Khand, and then comes Aranya Khand, then comes Kishkindha Khand, then comes Sundar Khand, and then comes Yudha Khand, and then comes Uttarakhand or back in Ayodhya. And this is Mahakavya, full of chandas, different meters and whatnot, full of rasas, Shrangar ras and Hasya ras, laughter is there, and this ras, that ras, more the rasas. Kavya, the literature becomes, you know, the maha kavyas, more mellows are added. So Ramayana is full of so many mellows, not just one theme throughout or one mellow throughout, variety. So it's a nectarian. Okay, Ramayana is ready to go. So the compiler of Ramayana, Valmiki Muni, think, oh, it is ready, but who will propagate this? Who will spread teach this Ramayana? Everybody. And while he was thinking, Valmiki was thinking, there was a knock at the door, someone rang the bell, and may I come in, sir? Or may we come in, sir? There were two of them, two little kids, or more than a kid, little boys, sweet little cute boys, entered. They paid their obeisances, the lotus feet of Valmiki Muni, and took their seats. The Valmiki understood. Oh, they are the ones. They are supposed to be the first students of my Ramayana or Valmiki Ramayana. And they are the ones meant to be propagating. So he made this connection while he was thinking, who would teach, who would propagate? And these two children come in, and they were the sons of Sita, means also Ram. So Sita was residing in ashram of Valmiki Muni those days. So Sita was banished by Ram And then Valmiki had given her shelter and she was being taken care of Sita. And while she was there, she gave birth to Lav and Kush, and they were growing and they were nurtured by Valmiki Muni also. And so Valmiki Muni taught Ramayana to Lav and Kush. And quickly, they got it. They remembered every word of it, learned by heart. And they started recitation while playing Veena. So they were now doing a Sangeet Mai Ramayana. Sangeet is music, musical Ramayana. While they were reciting, they would also play musical instruments, especially Veena, and making that recitation even more nectarian, more melodious. And, so it all started in Valmiki Muni's ashram, and now they started traveling to nearby ashrams and the forests, and wherever they would go and sit down and begin recitation, immediately sages of that forest would come in big number and sit down at the feet of Lav and Kush and listen to Ramayana with full attention and devotion. Oh, his recitation was amazing. And reciters were amazing. And everyone was getting mesmerized. And as they listened to what Lav and Kush had to say or sing, now they would begin trembling. All the sages listening, they would tremble. They were in tears. Someone would begin rolling on the ground as they heard the recitation. And they would say, you know, when these two Prabhus, little Lav and Kush, recite Ramayana, although it is an audio presentation, it gets transformed into video. When they speak with such a devotion and full realization of those pastimes, those pastimes become visible to us. So they were Hari Hari, so much fully satisfied with the recitation of Ram by Lav and Kush. So towards the end of the recitation, sages would come forward. They would embrace these little, cute little boys. They were so beautiful also. Beautiful like Sri Ram, like father, like son. Of course, they did not know whose sons they were, but they looked like Ram to them. And they would smell their hair, the hair. They would offer so many gifts. Yeah, please take Kamandalu from my side. Have Kamandalu. Okay, take some wooden shoes from my side. Oh, I have kopin for you. Okay, loin cloth for you. And here are already dyed saffron robes for you. So like that, they would be on giving gifts. This is kusha grass for you. This is a Brahmin thread for you. And those who had nothing to give, they would say, we bless you. You may live long. Our well wishes are with you. So like that, they were going from forest to forest to forest, reciting Ramayana. And then, well, they decided to go to Ayodhya. Okay, we have propagated Ramayana in the forest. Now let's go to the town. So they went to Ayodhya. And on the streets of Ayodhya, love and Kush, like we organized our Nagar Kirtan, our street Sankirtan, yeah, from 10 Soho Street. No? The devotees go, I also have gone many times for a Saturday Nagar Kirtan. As Lav and Kush were, while walking, they would sing and play their veenas. And so many people would follow these little reciters of Ramayana. They were like a bagpiper, like a bagpiper. So wherever a bagpiper goes, so many people just follow. So these Lav and Kush were like that. And if Lav and Kush sat down someplace, everyone would sit down around. Okay, Ayodhyavasi Ram, 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 Dasharatha Nandana Ram, Ram. Janaki Jeevana, like that, they would sing. So when they would sit, everyone would sit down. They would get up, everyone would get up. They would begin walking, everyone would follow them. So this way, Lav and Kush's Ramayana recitation became talk of the town, talk of Ayodhya. Everywhere they were talking about this great reciters of Ramayana, Lav and Kush. Okay, so singing and singing here and there and everywhere. So now Ram had come to know, talk of the town. Ram also had come to know that there are two little boys in town, Sri Ram, and they are such amazing reciters of Ramayana. And then one fine early morning, good morning, Ram noticed, hey, so they are the ones I have been hearing about this. But there are two of them. Yes, yes. And so many people are following them. So Ram sent a messenger, hey, go get them, go get them. So they were invited into the palace of Sri Ram and into the courtyard. And Ram asked Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna, come, come, Vashish, come, Sumantra, come, all the mothers, Kaushalya, come, Sumitra, come, Kaikeyi, come. So he called everybody. And because he wanted to hear and he wanted others to hear what these boys have to sing. What do they sing? And even after his boys have come, Ram doesn't know who these boys are. He has no clue. yeah, transcendentally from the ignorance, no, of the fact that these were two kids, were his sons. So the recitation began. And soon everyone was in transfixed, as they were listening to Lav and Kush, including Sri Ram. But then Ram soon realized, hey, the asana I'm sitting on, this is higher than these two singer speakers asana level. This is not a proper etiquette. This is not a proper shistachara. So Ram very, very cautiously, he stands up, carefully steps down, moves forward, and takes seat at the feet, almost at the feet of this Lav and Kush, and continues to listen Lav and Kush's Ramayana. Rama 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 Sita, Rama 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 Sita, Rama 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 Sita, Rama Rama Rama. Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram, Patita Pavana Sita Ram. Sitaya Pataye Namaha. Ramaya Rama Bhadraya Ramachandraya Vedase Nathaya Raghunathaya Sitaya Pataye Namaha. Okay. Jai Shri Ram.
Jai Shri Ram. Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki jai.
If he's inspired to say something about Ram, glories of Ram, we have a few minutes. You could also recite following the footsteps of Lav and Kush. So, any comments like that, or any questions?
Thank you so much, Maharaj. This is so blissful. Amazing nectar from those few hundred verses of Narada Muni to an entire Ramayana. How fortunate are we to listen to this nectarian recitation from your lotus mouth, Maharaj. So I've got one question from Keshav Prabhu. He's saying that we have Valmiki
I'm
here.
I'm here.
You can't hear me? You can't hear me?
No.
There must be a issue at your end.
So what to do? You're hearing me? And others could try, or no one is able to.
Can Keshav Prabhu, if you can speak.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, Danda Pranams. Can you hear me?
Fill in the blank for a few more minutes.
No.
You can't hear us.
No.
Okay. I don't hear.
Keshav Prabhu.
I can speak Sankirtan Priya, but I don't think Guru Maharaj can hear any of us. He might get the audio on his end.
The local audio, that's right. So
we can message him to type, read the question, yeah. Maybe. We can do that.
Can you hear us?
Yeah. yes, now started hearing you.
Okay, they can now hear us now.
Yeah, so anything from...
Okay, Maharaj, you can hear us now, right?
I could hear you, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. So we do have one question from Keshav Pran Prabhu. He's saying, we have Valmiki's Ramayana, but we also hear about Tulsidas Ramachandramanas. Some say Tulsidas version presents Ramayana differently, or it does not mention certain stories from the original. Do we accept both versions like how we accept Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat?
Yeah, this question was raised a few days ago.
Okay.
When we had a Ramayana Katha here in India. And one speaker, Radharaman Maharaj, he responded saying that during Prabhupada's days, while he was in Vrindavan, at the family of one Mr. Jhunjhunwala, and one lady in that gathering was talking of his Ramcharitmanas, mentioning that as Ramayana. But Prabhupada said, no, that is not Ramayana. That is not Ramayana. That is not Ramayana. So Brother Raman Maharaj was giving his understanding, or he was trying to clarify the understanding, misunderstanding. That Prabhupada said, Ramayana, what was compiled by, Valmiki is Ramayana, and what is compiled by Tulsidas is Ramcharitmanas. Prabhupada was just making that distinction. No. That is Ramcharitmanas, and this is Ramayana. That is not Ramayana. That is Ramcharitmanas. So only that much was said by Prabhupada, but later on, Maharaj was explaining that in ISKCON, it was understood, misunderstood that that Ramcharitmanas is not of Christ. Prabhupada said, that's not Ramayana. That has another name that also past tense of Ramayana from in that scripture. So there is some slight difference, as you are pointing out. Some pastimes which you find in Chaitanya Bhagavat, they are not in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Likewise, just today, there another speaker of Ramayana. He said this Shabari offered those berries to Sri Ram. She was eating first and making sure they're sweet and they were being offered. So that pastime is not in Valmiki's Ramayana. But that pastime is in other Ramayans. Okay, I think you got the point.
We got the point, Maharaj. Thank you so much. Very nice question. We know that you are an avid Kirtaniya singer for Ramayana. We have devotees have a small request, if possible, for you to sing the Ayodhya Vasi Ram for maybe a couple of minutes. That will be very nectarian for us, Maharaj, if possible.
Vrindavan Kush, they have Veena, there are some instruments. I don't even have Veena here with me. Lockdown position here. Lockdown. No one is around me. So what?
Okay.
That was the same. Ayodhya Sri Ram. Ayodhya Sri Ram. Ram Ram. Dasharatha Nandana Ram. Patita Pavana. Janaki Jivana. Sita Mohana. Bolo Ram, Jai Shri Ram, Bolo Ram, Jai Shri Ram, Bolo Ram, Jai Shri Ram.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. Thank you. We're so privileged to have your association. All the devotees on the online, all the devotees in the temple room, also on Mayapur TV and Mana Media, we are so, so indebted for your company association here. And we wish that you know, things open up and you can be here in person and have the darshans of Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, Shishi Radha Gokulananda, and obviously guide us and also instruct us in this way. May we see you again. I'd just like to say three loud Hari Bols for Maharaj.
Can I get darshan one more time?
Yes, of course.
Of myself course. And others also could, of course.
Yeah. Of course, of course. If you can maybe take the laptop closer.
Darshan of devotees also. Ram Bhaktas are sitting there. So that's nice darshan. And darshan of...
Yes.
And this is like Ayodhya here, capital. I was just thinking, capital of, we have Ram Mandir in India's capital, Delhi. We have Ram Mandir in England's capital, London, at the Manor. And we have Ram Mandir, ISKCON as Ram Mandir in USA, Washington, capital of USA, Washington. I'm sure there are some others, but at all these different capitals, important capital towns on the planet, we have Ram temples. So these are like a Ram's capitals also. But there are Ram's capital, and let Ram rule from these capitals. And then will be certainly all his praja, all the citizens will be looked after so nicely. If there's a Raja, king, like emperor, like Ram, that is what the word means. Raja Ram, Raja Ram, the king, Ram. So, the Prabhupada has given us Ram, Sita, Hanuman, Lakshman. So we are thankful to Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ram Navami Mahotsav Ki Jai. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. Hare Golokana Ki Jai. Golokana Ki Jai. Ayodhya Dham Ki Jai. Lord Premanande.
Hari Hari Bo.